Our sermon text today is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this day it is difficult to put everything in our minds to a place in which we can focus on what is being said and taught. Lord God, help us in this day to reboot and, Lord God, to relax. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So today, from Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 9 and 11, if you would read this with me. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. And so this morning, kind of want to go over this. Ironically, I thought, as I am coming home last week with one of our elders from one of our pastoral meetings, we come by on a Sunday, and we come by the store Hobby Lobby, and I'm looking at the parking lot, and then right by the side is Runnings. Runnings has a bunch of cars. Hobby Lobby has zero. And so I had to just kind of reset my mind. Hobby Lobby is not open on Sunday. And then my wife and I, when we go, especially in the South, man, we'd love Chick-fil-A after church. Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday. So interesting enough, you guys remember the times in which things just weren't open on Sundays. You kind of had to get things done on Saturday and give your time to rest usually on Sunday. So interesting enough, the writer of Hebrews, whoever it is, because we don't really know, has a very keen eye in Old Testament and how it connects to the New Testament. So God creates everything on 6 days, on the seventh day, an almighty God rests. He's looking forward to the cross, but he's also saying, it's good for you and I to rest. And the problem is, as I'm writing this sermon, and even the professor that I'm basing it off of his notes, he says, you guys won't get this. In America, we don't get this concept. And so what I mean is, I was very fortunate to see one of my very favorite professors speak at a conference for Minnesota North pastors, and he was talking about this concept in America. We have 7 days, and on 7 days, we like to do work. What do you like to do on your day off? What do you like to do on your day off? Be honest. You like to give him a list in order to do all the stuff you'd like him to do, correct? Guys, 8 o'clock, they were honest with me. When you retire, what do you do when you retire? Someone says that when they retired, they were busier when they retired than when they were actually working. Why? Because in America, we love to be busy. Am I speaking only to myself? Am I? Does anyone in here love to be busy? Some of you guys are not telling the truth this morning. And so he said, you won't get this. And he was right. As I'm taking notes, part of my brain is thinking, what more could I get done if I was in my office right now? What more could I get done if I was at my house right now? The lawn needs to get mowed. Things need to get done. I'm taking notes, and he's trying to tell me, your body needs rest. I am thinking of so many things I could be doing rather than taking notes right now. As I am preaching right now, I've got a list of things I'd rather be doing right now just to get them done today so that Monday, when Monday comes, I can actually do more work. And so I'm just thinking of this whole thing of this Sabbath rest in which God is saying sometimes you need to take your brain and take it like a computer, and you need to allow it to restart, because there's way too much going on here. And when you got way too much going on in here, nothing else can be absorbed. And the professor was right. And so interesting enough is he's talking about this idea that when Luther is writing about this, all the way up into the American experience, into this concept, Sabbath rest has always equaled with this word called leisure. Leisure. All right? And so Luther was talking about this concept of we get so busy with life, we forget to stop and let the computer in our brain relax and allow the God's word to permeate, to say, okay, what did I learn? Or what verse did I hear that I just need to allow just to sit in my brain for a second? So very interesting enough, leisure does not originally mean laziness. Because what happens when we see someone not doing anything? We need to get something done. When we see someone in the park and they're just sitting there for hours and hours and hours, what do we think? Man, this guy needs to get something done today. Even I, before my head hits the pillow, I'm wondering, did I get enough done today that I can actually go to sleep right now? And that is an internal struggle inside me because I'm always thinking of what more could I do, could I do, could I do? And my brain doesn't allow itself to shut off. And so I've got some questions for you. Can you guys be honest with me? Can you be honest with me? Thank you. Yes, she said no. All right. She's being honest with me. All right. What does this mean? What is this? Half of you are not being honest with me. Half the other ones are. You can say it. What is this? What is this? Skull. My son was born in Texas. He knows what is happening to me. He knows it. It's skull, right? What does it mean? No one actually knows. All right. What about here? You have a cheerleader. What is happening in this picture? All right. Skull. You can say it. Say the word. Skull. What is happening in this picture? The kids are getting this concept because they're into this, and the parents are like working to figure out what I'm trying to say before you. Don't try to figure out what I'm going to say next. But interesting enough, all right, let's talk Greek here. Let's talk Greek. Here is this professor talking about what it means to be in leisure, to be in a place in which you reset your brain in order that God's word can be allowed to be thought of. And here he comes from Missouri, which they don't have an NFL team anymore. And so he comes and says, in the Greek, leisure mean equals skull. He says this to all these Minnesota pastors. All of a sudden, they'd start doing this. Except the one guy who's wearing Green Bay material. So he did not know, or he didn't even realize, that when he was saying this word, skull, that it really meant to reset your brain. All right? And so I want every time you see this on the screen, every time you see it in person, every time you hear the word skull, I am trying to rewire your brain because in the Greek, it really means to focus on God's word. All right? So skull, focus on God's word. Skull, God's word. I want to literally make sure every time you see this or remind yourself of this, in the Greek, that's what it means. And so okay, take me through that process. We in America do not take time to relax and rest. And when I mean rest, when God creates a day in which he even rests, there are times in our lives when we need to rest. Your body needs to rest. Your mind needs to rest. Spiritually, you need to rest because there's way too much up here trying to do way too much down here. And so simple focus this morning. You know, so many times I'm sometimes watching my son either practice It's a, maybe even a sport, maybe something. And I'm sitting there wondering what I could be getting done, not understanding to myself that's a great time in which I could be taking some of that time and saying, okay, what it is that God wants to permeate inside my brain. What was going through my brain this last Sunday? What was the message about? What did the pastor really mean when he preached? And so I need to simply say, okay, what one verse that I'm going to key on, and it's going to go through my brain. I'm going to say, okay, what does this mean? All right? And number three, this is a huge problem for Americans because our priority is, like I said, before we get done with the day, we're trying to think, what more could we get done? And so many times we don't allow ourselves to relax mentally in order that God's word can be the most important thing at that time, so that when we begin the work week, we begin with God's word. So the priority for us today, what is our priority? What do you really need to get done? What would happen if you allow your brain to reset? Would it allow you to get more done as the week goes by? To be able to reset and say, you know what, this is the main thing right now. What would your week look like if the week started with God's word? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, even as we hear this silence, Lord, that's a little intimidating, because silence usually means nothing's happening. We ask you for this silence in our lives, Lord. As Lord God, we want to reset our brains. Sometimes there's way too much going on. Sometimes there's way too much we need to think about. Sometimes it just becomes overwhelming. Lord God, in this message, you have asked us to remind us. I mean, you've given us so many great lessons in your word. Lord God, we ask you in times of need, in times of trouble, in times of great rejoicing, allow us to remember who you are and whose we are. In your son's name we pray. Amen.